Good morning. At 11:03, it's 66 degrees in Flemington, and it is fair. Today's forecast is sunny with a high of 67. Friday, increasing clouds, a high of 66. On Saturday, mostly sunny, then a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. And Sunday, it is going to go up to 70, but with a 90% chance of showers. And then, of course, it will clear out again for Monday and back to work.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support for the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, only one more week to stop by HCL and see this year's amateur photography show on display in the main gallery. The Friends of HCL Tricky Tray Raffle is this Saturday, October 26th. We have the details so you don't miss this fun annual event. Entries for the HCL Gingerbread Competition are being accepted. We'll tell you how to enter. Jennifer's uncle was the town drunk. Most of the time, that's not so bad. But New York City?
You have no idea.
Knitters United. Gingerbread Craft Day. Upcoming concerts and programs. Trivia. And more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. I have an uncle who, legend has it, fell off the 3rd Avenue L and he was drunk. So
he did what?
Fell off the 3rd Avenue L.
Oh, so I was accurate with my...
You were pretty close.
I think that was an old Henny Youngman line, but I can't be sure. Program note, what a beautiful fall day in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Hopefully you're listening from Hunterdon County. If you are, well, hang in there, and then right after our radio show, go outside.
Maybe they're listening on the
What
phone.
A day. If there's a way you can listen to us and be outside, I highly suggest it. This is a beautiful mid-fall day in Hunterdon County. One to remember. So we got a lot to talk about today. Let me just mention last night we had a concert at the Hunterdon County Library, our second musical concert in October. We have two every month until the end of the year. Then we started all over again. Last night we welcomed Ed Jankowitz and Thomas Johnston, collectively known as Cuckoo Could Shoo, playing the songbook of Simon and Garfunkel. And they were excellent, Jennifer. Full house.
Good.
They love them. They do a great job. They've performed together so long that they just...
Like just, you and me, right?
They're one. It's just when you see musicians that know each other so well, they're very good. The audience loved them. Actually, a great night to be at the Hunterdon County Library. You stopped by the Hunterdon County Library last night, you could have listened to Ed and Tom perform Simon and Garfunkel. You could have went out on our lawn of where we hold our summer concerts. What are you doing over there?
The arm keeps falling.
Okay, we'll figure it out at the break.
I hope so.
On the lawn outside the library, we waited till it was dark, and then we got a telescope out there. I forget the gentleman's name, and then families came, and he showed them the stars. I learned a little bit myself, actually. That's some blue and yellow star that rotates around each other. It was kind of interesting.
And you could have signed up to be a census taker?
And I was going to get to that.
Okay.
Yes, if you needed a part-time job or know someone who needs a part-time job, the census is coming again in 2020, and there's a table set up in the lobby of the Hunterdon County Library to help you get a part-time job helping with the census for 2020. You can make a little bit of money. Sounds like a fun little job. And then plus all of our other programs and services and exhibits at the library. It's a nice night to be at the Huntington County Library, like most nights are.
Yes, Tuesday night was a nice night to be at the library. We had author Laura Bradford.
How did that go?
It went very well. She's the author of the Amish.
Were you there?
Series. I was.
Oh, good.
We had our pal Caroline from Frenchtown Book Garden there also, selling some books. So, and then she also is doing a women's fiction series, a group of books for Kensington. And they're also set in the Amish country. But it was really interesting because Laura really loves going out to Lancaster and learning about the Amish. And it was also
interesting. What are her favorite places in Lancaster?
She didn't really say anything. She does a tour. It's called VIP. And it takes you into homes and businesses of Amish. And you can talk to them. Things that normal tourists don't see.
Uh-huh.
And she also talked a little bit about the publishing. When about 3 years ago, Berkeley Penguin, now Random House, Penguin Random House, dumped all the cozy mystery authors pretty much. And they came back to her and said, we made a mistake. We really need your series back. But now she's in the same situation again. They went from doing about a dozen cozies a month to maybe two or three. So she's hoping she can hang in for that. So it was very interesting.
Very good. another reason coming to the Huntington County Library, I mentioned at the top of the show, it's the HGL Amateur Photography Show. We've been doing this every year for 30 years. We got one more week to see it on display before we take it down and make room for the next exhibit. There's 99 photographs from local amateur photographers, and the variety is staggering. The winning pictures are all marked, so you get to see who won best in show, public's choice, and first place in each individual category. It's been a fun show to run for the last 30 years. And if you've never seen it, I urge you to stop by and check it out. The HGL Amateur Photography Show, sponsored in part by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. The other exhibit at the Huntington County Library in October is the Delaware Valley Bead Society has their handiwork on display in the lobby cases. Just exquisite top of the line beadwork, Jennifer, jewelry and necklaces and anything that you can think of. I think the work is for sale, and they're also featured in some holiday sales coming up. So good time.
Only some of
her unique
sale.
Piece of jewelry.
All the pieces I like are not for sale.
Oh, really? But they might be for sale. I know there's a little flyer for an upcoming holiday sale. So a unique piece of jewelry always makes a great Christmas gift, I think. I don't know. I can't pick out jewelry to save my life. I think I tend to be too tacky. I don't know. I'm not. I have bad taste. Let's just leave it at that. There's been some awkward Christmas and birthday mornings. Or maybe the effort didn't match the result.
You get excited and then you worry about it. This is going to go on. They're digging up the road for some reason right across from us.
They're probably laying down pipes. Yes, the streetscape working. Flemington Main Street is going through streetscape improvements. They're fixing the sidewalks, planting new trees, hopefully getting ready for the new Union Hotel project, Courthouse Square.
It's going to drive me nuts if this keeps going on.
It's going to keep going on, Jennifer. They got to go down this whole street. So embrace the horror. Okay, we're going to go to our first commercial break. Jennifer will try to fix her microphone.
Before we go, I want to say one more thing that's going on at the library Saturday from 9 to 2. It's National Take Back Day, where you can bring your prescription drugs and representatives from the sheriff's office will be in the lobby of the headquarters library if you want to turn in your prescription drugs. So we're going to try and get my mic fixed that it's not flying all over the place, and we will be right back with Today in History.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History. It's time every week I ask Jennifer and you at home questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is October 24th, 2019. I'll ask you some questions about events that happened on October 24th in years past. I'll also give you the names of people who were born or who have died on October 24th.
And scant 2 months from today.
Scant 2 months from today is Christmas Eve, I think Jennifer is getting at. Oh my gosh, it's coming. I heard on the news before this, says Lifetime is playing Christmas movies 24 hours a day starting tomorrow.
How exciting.
I'm not that excited because they're Lifetime Christmas movies.
You like Hallmark?
Well, they're the same cut. It's the same cut, Jennifer. You can, it's like watching the same thing over and over again, just different setting. I like, sometimes they accidentally do sneak a decent storyline in there by accident, or the set, or they do a good job with the setting on there. There was one set in Santa Claus, Indiana, and the inn was just beautiful. It was just worth watching the show just to see the inn decorated. The acting and everything else was terrible, but that part was worth it. I don't know, I think Lifetime has the right idea. Christmas just comes and goes so quickly. They're just trying to, so you don't have to have it on 24 hours a day, but when you got a second and it's early now where you can enjoy a Christmas movie, why not, Jennifer? Why is there such resistance to this stuff?
Why not, indeed?
I'll also give you the names of people who were born or who died on October 24th, and do you tell me, see if you can tell me who they are just by hearing their name. Give me a brief description of them. Let's go back to 1901, October 24th. Annie Edison Taylor was at Niagara Falls on this date in 1901. Why is that significant?
Was she the first one to go over the falls in a barrel?
That is correct, Jennifer. Annie Edison Taylor, the first person to get it through her noggin that it might be a good idea to get in a barrel and go over Niagara Falls. So thank you, Annie. I don't know how many people died because of that later on.
I never knew if it was a myth or like an urban legend or if it really...
Nope.
I guess you really
did. Why a barrel?
I don't know.
They had to be more safer options back then. No? A
I
barrel? Here's a barrel I'm going over. Annie had a screw loose. It doesn't say whether she survived or not. I'm assuming she did. 1911, Jennifer. Orville Wright was flying up in his glider at Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina. My question to you, I'll give you a margin error of 5 minutes. How long was he in the air?
2 minutes.
9 minutes and 45 seconds. 2 minutes? That wouldn't count as flight. People can almost jump and stay in the air for 2 minutes.
Let's go.
1931, Jennifer. What opens to traffic over the Hudson River on this date?
What year?
1931.
The Hudson.
part of the, obviously, the public works during the Depression to get people jobs and working, thanks to Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Over the Hudson. The Tappan Zee Bridge. No.
The Tappan Zee Bridge is incorrect. We're looking for the GW. The George Washington Bridge.
I was on the east wrong side.
No.
No.
The Hudson River. George Washington's on the Hudson. You were right about East River has, I don't know, the Brooklyn? Yeah, the Brooklyn Bridge. Okay, born on this date, 1930, J.P. Richardson.
I only know him from one thing. That's what you're going to say.
I only know him from a couple things. He went by another moniker, the Big Bopper.
Oh. Well, he was a musician. He was killed on the plane with Richie Valens.
And Buddy Holly.
And
his big hit.
Chantilly Lace.
Very good. Hello, baby. 1939, F. Murray Abraham.
He was an actor. His most famous role is probably Mozart, Amadeus.
Well, he played Salieri. In Mozart. Movie. That is correct. I think he may have won an Oscar. I don't know. Most recently, I think he was in that movie, Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
He starred in that movie as well. Plus other things. I think he was Finding Forrester. I believe he was the bad professor who was in Finding Forrester. I would think a movie you would like. It's about literature. Have you ever seen Finding Forrester? Your first DVD alert of the day, Finding Forrester, F. Murray Abraham, Sean Connery. Finding Forrester. About the reclusive writer E.M. Forrester.
Yes. No, I didn't.
You've never seen it?
No, I haven't. I hope so.
Born in the state in 1947, Kevin Kline.
He's a movie actor. Mm. I'm laughing. The movie I know him from, and you're going to make fun of me, of course, is the Cole Porter movie, The Lovely.
Yes, he was in that. He was good in that.
Oh, see, Brian hates that movie. He thinks it was awful, so I figured.
Well, it was unique how he watched his own
life. I liked it.
From a theater seat, kind of unique. Different.
So that's the movie.
I need movies that take chances. All right, I have two DVD alerts that Kevin Costner won. The first one was a Western.
Wait, you said Kevin Costner?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin Kline. I'm sorry. Easy over there. I've allowed him to speak once in a while.
Sorry.
Kevin Kline was in a Western called Silverado with a lot of other big stars. That's why I'm thinking Kevin Costner, because Kevin Costner was in that as well. As well as Scott Glenn. Yeah, now I'm going down the wrong path here. Danny Glover, lots of people. Was in the classic Western, Brian Dennehy. If you haven't seen Silverado. But then I think Kevin Kline's best movie. Well, actually, three DVD alerts for Kevin Kline. I must like Kevin Kline. The second one, his second best movie, in my opinion, is A Fish Called Wanda. Ever see that one?
No.
Where it's about a jewel heist, and Kevin Kline plays one of the jewel thieves. John Cleese is in it. Jamie Lee Curtis. Take place in London. Excellent, funny movie, kind of Monty Python-ish, but a little reined in, not so offbeat as Monty Python usually is. Very good movie, A Fish Called Wanda. And then Kevin Kline's best movie, in my opinion, I think a gem of a movie, well made, just very clever plot, clever ending, good comedy, good feel-good, just good watching movie. It's called Dave. Ever see the movie Dave?
I have not.
It's about it's about the President of the United States, or Kevin Kline.
Oh, yeah.
The President of the United States has a brain and an aneurysm or something like that, and Kevin Kline looks exactly like the President of the United States, so they push him in while they try to figure out what to do with the president who's incapacitated.
Yes, I have.
And he actually does a really good job being president. Great movie. Great ending. Sigourney Weaver, Kevin Kline, Charles Grodin. Very funny political movie. I highly, highly recommend the movie Dave as a nice, comfortable comedy. And you said you haven't seen it.
I have. Now that you're talking about it, I have seen it.
Okay. And do you agree with me?
Yes. Okay. Always.
Always? No, you don't always agree with me.
Sorry.
maybe 30% of the time. 1991, people who died on October 24th in 1991, Gene Roddenberry.
Oh, wait, I know this person. Why do I know this person? Tell me.
Created one of the most famous TV shows of all time. Was a head, a visionary, supposedly. Predicted a lot of technology in his TV show. He created Star Trek. Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry, the creator. 2005, Rosa Parks died.
She was a civil rights activist, the back of the bus.
Yes. Wouldn't give up the seat of her bus. On the bus down in Montgomery, Alabama, I believe.
She was a clue.
Very important a figure in civil rights activism.
She was a clue in a crossword puzzle last week, and I don't remember what the clue was, but I remember thinking that it was a little bit.
And I regret putting this one down, but I know you love this person, and I'll let you go off.
You regret putting this down.
2015, Maureen O'Hara died.
She was in The Searchers. She was an Irish actress. She was in The Parent Trap.
Another DVD alert for you. The original. Not the Lindsay Lohan Parent Trap.
But you know
trap.
What? It's not.
The original Parent Trap.
Lindsay Lohan, as remakes go, is not a bad remake.
It's not terrible, because it's such a great story to... twins separated birth meet at a summer camp when they're teenagers and switch places. Great story, great plot. Disney did it great the first time around with Maureen O'Hara as the mom, Brian Keith as the father, and Hayley Mills as the twin girls, Susan and Sharon.
And Una Merkel as the housekeeper.
Was she the housekeeper?
Yeah.
Back then?
Yeah.
I thought she was the grandmother.
I thought she was the housekeeper.
We have to look that one up. Hayley Mills also, of course, famous for the Disney movie Pollyanna. So Maureen O'Hara, yes, The Quiet Man, another great movie that she was in. Must see around St. Patrick's Day. The Quiet Man. And that's all I have for today in history. Jennifer's looking up if Una Merkel was indeed... While she's doing that, I want to tell you about the French Tricky Tray raffle. It's coming up this Saturday. If you haven't got your tickets yet, it's not too late.
Verbena.
Yeah. What?
Verbena, the housekeeper.
Verbena?
Yeah.
Una Merkel? Okay. Maybe I don't know who Una Merkel is. I thought the housekeeper was kind of a young woman.
No, that was Vicky, the girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, but I thought that
she was
maybe
like
the Lindsay Lohan version, the housekeeper was the... All right, moving on. The French Tricky Tray Basket Raffle. This is their second fundraiser of the year. The first, of course, being their book sale in April. And this is their second one. They've been doing for a few years now. It's a very fun event. From their flyer, because it's better laid out. The Friends of Hunter County Library Trick or Tray. We have this Saturday, October 26th, at the Flemington Elks Lodge on Route 31 in Flemington. Doors will open at 12:30 p.m. with raffle drawings beginning at 2:30 p.m. There are two advanced purchase discount admission packets available. That was actually through last Sunday. So you'll have to get tickets at the door now, which is acceptable. The doors open at 12:30. Buy your tickets then. Then you have 2 hours to walk around the room. There's 200 baskets of goodies that you can raffle tickets in on and try to win. Ranging in things as big as TVs and trips, I think, down to gift certificates and household items, jewelry, artwork, handbags, pottery, collectibles, anything you can think of. So there were only 125 last year. Now this year there's 200, so it's growing every year. Proceeds of the Tricky Tray support the new STEM, which is Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Programming at the Library and our Library Museum Pass program. There'll be refreshments available. I believe you must be present to win. Is that correct, Jennifer?
That is correct. And no one under 18 will
be invited. So a nice Saturday afternoon. Stop by any time after 12:30. Get your tickets. Put them in the baskets. And win some nice prizes. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library Tricky Tray Basket Raffle this Saturday, October 26th. At the Flemington Elks Lodge on Route 31, across from Lowe's in Flemington, New Jersey.
On Tuesday night, I just saw the presenter in the parking lot on the way over. Lori Walmock will be here to talk about a writer's journey. What does it take to become a professional writer? She'll talk about many possible paths to being a published writer. She shares the traditional steps she took. Oops, there's an S missing. On her own writing journey. Attendees will come to understand both the work and, more importantly, the fun involved in being a writer. And Lori is a coder in addition to being a writer. And she's written picture book biographies, Grace Hopper, Queen of Computer Coding, and Ada Byron Lovelace, The Thinking Machine. And she's also done some coding workshops for us at the library. So she's very interesting, and she knows a lot. And Robert from the Book Garden will be here with some of, not only with some of Lori's books, but with some writing books, some how-to kind of books that she's found very useful in her journey.
Knitters Unite. Make hats, scarves, socks, and mittens for the Flemington Area Food Pantry. Once again, we'll be collecting handmade hats, scarves, socks, and mittens to be donated to the Flemington Area Food Pantry. Let me say that again. Gender-neutral items are appreciated but not required. Size children for adults. Knit and crocheted items will be collected at HCL headquarters, North County Branch Library, and South County Branch Libraries at the circulation desk from October 21st, which was Monday, until December, which was last Monday, until December 16th. October 21st, we already had 92 items donated.
Yes, Cheryl.
Right off the bat.
Cheryl brought the first load to the food pantry yesterday.
So we have a lot of talented knitters in our midst. If you need wool, we'll stop by the Huntington County Library lower level. We have wool available for you to take so you can make your handmade items. If you have wool to donate, we'll then go to bring it to the same place. There's a box on the lower level of the Huntington County Library. We appreciate your donation. If you have any questions, call Cheryl Grotrian at 908-788-1422. Let's help keep our friends and neighbors warm this winter. Amen.
And in the lobby right now are the applications for the gingerbread competition. Can you read it? Because I can't read all the way from the screen and to the microphone.
The annual HCL Gingerbread Competition, sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library and the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, is coming up. Entry forms are available in all of the county libraries or online at hclibrary.us. Just go to our homepage. There's a link right on the homepage to the entry form. You can print that out, fill it out, and send it in or drop it off at the library. This is a fun event we've been doing for several years now. Entry deadline is November 15th. We have several categories that you can enter: kids only, students, adult individuals, our family category, which has proven to be the most popular, a group category, which means like a school group or scout group or business group, and a professional category. There'll be first place prizes awarded in each category, as well as a $200 cash grand prize for the best entry in the show. You have two choices of what we would like you to make. Since the Friends of the Library are one of our sponsors, you can make a scene or a building or something from a storybook, a novel or a kid's book, anything that you can think of. I just saw something online where someone made one where Alice from Alice in Wonderland, where she drank that potion and she got too big for the house and her arms and legs are coming out of the windows.
We had one of those last year.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, we had it at our show. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that's a clever one. Of course, Hogwarts or the old house in Paris covered with vines. Let your imagination run wild. That's one of your choices. Your other choice could be anything Huntington County, any Huntington County scene or building, a farm or the Red Mill or the Union Hotel or the large mansion that Jennifer and I broadcast our radio show from. Once again, let your imagination run wild. It's a lot of fun. It's a great family project, a great way to get into the holiday spirit, and you could win $200. All the entries will be on display in the main gallery during the month of December. We hope you join us, the HCL Annual Gingerbread Competition.
And on December 3rd, we will be having reception where the awards will be announced. Although if we do a public choice award, that's going to have to wait That's not very many days to vote. But at 5 o'clock, the Hunterdon Central High School Fiddle Club will be at the library performing, leading up to the reception.
And then reception will have refreshments. We'll announce the winners of the HCL Gingerbread Competition. And then bring your kids, because all day that day is a gingerbread craft day in the Youth Services Department. Kathy Monty, our Youth Services Librarian, is creating a lot of fun crafts. Some of them edible, I understand. To take place all day to celebrate our gingerbread competition. And then there's an adult program that evening, correct?
Correct. At 7 o'clock, Kevin Weiss will talk about Christmas traditions. He was here a couple of weeks ago talking about Halloween traditions, and he will be back to talk about Christmas traditions.
It's 11:35, about 20 minutes. Jim Gonneau from Taking Care of Business will be in. For all you small business owners that need advice with his show, Taking Care of Business. We got trivia for you in a little while. We'll go to a commercial break a little early so we can get some trivia in, but we got a few more library things to take care of. A big day if you care about the Hunterdon County Library and what direction it's going in will be Saturday, November 16th at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. We're having a community conversation about the Hunterdon County Library. You can help us come up with the strategic plan for our library moving forward. What do you like about your library now? What direction you'd like to see your library going? If you have any opinions about that, we highly suggest that you come by the North County Branch Library on November 16th. That's Saturday, November 16th at 1 p.m. Seating is limited, so we ask you to sign up if you'd like to come. You can do so by going to our webpage, hclibrary.us, clicking on the events calendar, going to November 16th, and then signing up how many people you like, you and whoever else you think would like to come. Pitch in on helping us see the future and what direction you want to see the Hunterdon County Library go in from here. We've already done a lot of great changes with our new director, James Keebler, our great new children's department at the main branch, located on the upper level with a lot of fun things for the kids. It's become quite the destination for families in Hunterdon County. And we've got a lot more in store. We've got a lot of small meeting rooms that we're planning. So if you have a business or social groups and you need a place to meet, well, the Hunterdon County Library will be able to accommodate you and your group, a group of any size, coming up shortly, because we're going to change our space that way. What else do we have? Are we in the works, Jennifer?
Those are the two big things right now. But so that you know that if you're heard, if you give ideas... I've been having a conversation back and forth with a patron about books on CD. Some of them are really long. She wasn't listening to them in time, and they couldn't be renewed. So all our older books on CDs now go out for 28 days. The new ones will still go out for 14 days, so we can get through as many people who want to listen to them. But the older ones will go out for 28
days. That's very timely for me, Jennifer, because I'm going to be listening to a lot of books on CD coming up.
Why is that?
I'll tell you on the commercial break.
Okay.
Let's go to the commercial break a little bit early, because I do have a lot of trivia, I think. Okay. Is there anything else we need to talk about here today? We got all our fall concerts. Everything Jennifer and I neglect to talk about today, and you want more information about the Hunterdon County Library, just go to hclibrary.us. All of our programs and services are there on our webpage. We're going to be updating the webpage early in 2020, but our current webpage is very acceptable, very suitable, and very easy to navigate, and all the information that you need, hclibrary.us. We'll be back right after these commercial messages.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Gano will be in a scant 20 minutes, 15 minutes to take care of business.
All right. I usually collect trivia questions to ask Jennifer and you at home whenever I get a chance. Today is no exception.
I had emailed you a trivia question while I was on vacation. What is the only word? There's a word that only appears on one coin, one current U.S. coin.
Yeah, the word five.
It is not. No, it is six.
Where is five on another coin?
Well, it was a five-letter word, but sense.
It was a five-letter word?
Yeah. It was a crossword clue. But sense only appears on the nickel.
You sure about that? Okay, cent? Cent doesn't count? 1 cent? Does cent appear in a... Doesn't it say 1 cent on a penny?
Yes, but sense.
I know, but then cent only appears on one coin, too. Right? Here's the problem with trivia questions, Jennifer, that I've learned. If you are vague in any way, they will eat you alive.
I know. It was a crossword clue. And
I'd asked that question, and somebody would kind of have said, well, what about cent? What about the word five? What about unum or something like that? And
No, you're right. You needed to know the down.
And then I want to beat somebody up.
But you could say, what coin does the word cents appear on?
Right. You're on to something. It's the question has to be so crystal clear.
No, you are right.
Unbelievable.
I've done it at staff day or for the summer reading club, and it's ugly.
I know. I've been there. I know immediately when I've asked a bad question. Yeah.
Maybe you could say, what's the only current U.S. coin that the word cents appears on?
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
There we go.
That would do it.
And it's
see? Yeah, how quickly you learn.
Yes.
All right, let's start you with some general trivia questions, and we'll go from there. The library is all about, the Hunterton County Library, all libraries are all about knowledge. And we promote that by asking trivia questions, because knowledge can be fun. The Elizabeth Tower, Jennifer, is better known by what name?
The London Tower.
Incorrect.
Tower of London, no?
But you were in the right city.
I don't know.
Looking for Big Ben.
Big Ben.
Big Ben's actual name is the Elizabeth Tower.
Big Ben is the bell or the clock.
Big Ben, or the whole thing is called the Elizabeth Tower. Huh. But when you say Big Ben, they mean the whole clock there. You're not a Seinfeld fan. What is the last line of the poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas?
And to all a good night.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Oh, and to all a good night. What color is SpongeBob SquarePants' eyes?
Blue.
Good. Don't look to your right. Name the letter either to the left or to the right of the letter O on a standard keyboard.
P.
Very good. I or P. What are the names of the bones that make up the tips of a human's fingers and toes?
Tarsals.
Incorrect. Metatarsals and metacarpals are not at the tips. They're at the bases of the fingers and toes. Looking for phalanges. Phalanges. Besides Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman, name another character from Washington Irving's classic story, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Nope.
Really? Never read that? Mm. Classic this time of year. You got to watch the Bing Crosby to Disney.
No, it's scary.
Legend of Sleepy Hollow. It's not scary. That's a little scary. Brom Bones. Mm-hmm. Katrina Van Tassel. Baltus Van Tassel or Henry Van Ripper. This U.S. state capital is named after an English explorer who searched for El Dorado, which was the legendary lost city of gold. And he was executed in London in 1618. What U.S. state capital am I looking for?
I don't know.
Raleigh, North Carolina. Sir Walter Raleigh, the explorer. Most famous for bringing tobacco back to London, I think. But he also looked for El Dorado and was executed for treason, I believe, in 1618. This all happened before the pilgrims even came.
I think we talked about that last week.
Came to the country. True or false, finally, Teddy Roosevelt is wearing glasses on Mount Rushmore.
False.
It's true. Somehow they carved glasses into the side of Mount Rushmore. Okay, let's see here. I can only have
my sister and three nuns were visiting South Dakota last year or the year before, and they stood in front of it and kind of acted it out. It's entertaining if you like that kind of thing. They stood in front of it and they mimicked it. It's pretty
funny.
Oh,
they were part of the Mount Rushmore?
It's got pretty funny.
If you do that right, it could be an entertaining picture. Okay, Jennifer, passports, please. I'll give you the name of a movie. You tell me what country that movie is set in. Saving Private Ryan.
France.
Very good. Casablanca. The classic.
I know.
Casablanca.
Tangiers, Morocco.
Morocco is correct. The Sound of Music.
Austria.
Very good. The Hurt Locker.
The what?
The Hurt Locker. Popular war movie a couple years ago. Might have won Best Picture.
No idea.
Iraq. The Pianist.
I would have said Austria for that. Germany.
Poland. It was occupied.
Yeah.
Poland. Mamma Mia.
Australia. New Zealand. Nope. I don't know.
Greece. It's a little island in Greece, remember? Lost in Translation.
Nope.
Japan. That was that Bill Murray movie that won a lot of awards. Black Hawk Down.
Afghanistan.
Good guess. Somalia. The Magnificent Seven. Classic Western.
It was based on a Japanese movie.
Seven
Samurai. United States.
Mexico. The Quiet Man.
Ireland.
Very good. Then I had one where the bridge on the River Kwai, where the River Kwai is.
Yeah, China, Vietnam, Korea, all over the place.
Thailand.
Oh, I just thought of a good one, and it just went, how green is my valley?
How green is your valley, Jennifer?
Wales, the coal mining story.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Oh, my gosh.
DVD alert?
Yes, you must see it. It's
why is it called How Green is My Valley? Because coal mining made the valley not green anymore?
Yes. And
that sounds sad.
And the people still had hope no matter what happened.
How green was my valley?
Yeah.
I don't know why that sounds sexual to me.
Okay, then another
mind one. If I sing, Jennifer? I'm gonna
I'm peeling several layers of the onion today.
Mind if I sing? I'm going to give you a character in the movie they were in. It's a Disney character. You tell me a song they sang in their movie.
Okay.
The Genie in Aladdin.
A Whole New World. Nope.
Nope. That was Aladdin sang that one.
Nope.
The actual song that the character sang. Friend Like Me?
Yep.
Remember that song? Mm-hmm. How about Pinocchio?
When You Wish Upon a Star. No, that was Jiminy Cricket sang that.
See, now you're getting the hang of it. Well, it's not so easy. I just don't want any song from the movie. What the song that this character sang.
Something when I don't want to grow up.
I've got no strings.
Oh, yeah.
Or give a little whistle. Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast.
Be Our Guest.
No. Be Our Guest is correct. She's playing that. Something There or a Beauty and the Beast. Olaf from Frozen.
I only know that one song that the headmaster of No School Today, he like parodied. I don't know.
What?
There was a headmaster who parodied a song from Frozen.
Oh, yeah. This one's called In Summer. He's singing that. He doesn't understand that snowmen melt in summer, and he'd love to see the summer. Cinderella's Godmother.
Bippity boppity boo.
Very good. Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
No, I know she didn't sing Under the Sea. The clams sang that.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
Nope.
Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Part of Your World, the song where she tells us that she wants to be human, Jennifer. Chef Tony in Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, this is the night.
I can't think of any songs from Lady and the Tramp.
It's a beautiful night, and they call it...
Puppy Love.
Bella Notte, beautiful Disney song. Scar in The Lion King. This is a tough one.
Nope.
Be prepared. He tells us all about his plans to overthrow the king. Baloo the Bear in The Jungle Book.
The Bear Necessities.
Very good. Or I Want to Be Like You. One of those two. The Seven Dwarfs in Snow White.
Hi-ho.
Very good. They also sang the Dwarf's Yodel Song in Bluddle Uddle Umdum, which is a song they sang when they washed up. And then this is a hard one. It was a bonus one. The Lost Boys from Peter Pan. Remember The Lost Boys?
Mm-hmm.
They played a game.
And they're going over the Follow the Leader.
Very good. Following the Leader. Excellent, Jennifer. Way to deduce that. That's what I got. That's all I got.
That's all you got. Glad I had more. That's all you got.
We could talk about more library stuff.
We could talk about more library things.
Outside the realm of possibility, is it?
It is not. Ann Thornton, the owner of MSI Plumbing, a very strong supporter of the Chamber of Commerce, will be coming to the library on Tuesday, November 19th, to talk about some basic home repairs that she thinks everyone should know and that are really simple that keep your home in good shape and might prevent bigger problems in the future.
Actually, two people came in last night, Jennifer. Two separate people came in last night looking for a Social Security program.
Oh, you know what? That got messed. That Jane knows it. You have to ask Jane about that. I think it went to Flemington Public in the end. The dates got mixed up and the presenters got mixed up. And there was a lot of mix-up involved with that.
Was it last night?
I'm not sure.
Because that we found where it was at our library next Wednesday, which isn't right either. Because I'm looking at a flyer for what is at the Huntington County Library. This is at the North County Branch. So it's probably at the ACL next Wednesday. That's what we found. It's Wednesday, October 30th. We have a Social Security information seminar at the Huntington County Library next Wednesday. But next Wednesday, October 30th, at North County Branch Library, how to break free of cable TV. This has become hugely popular to the point where we've had to schedule several of these programs to accommodate everyone.
There's still two spaces left for that one.
How to Break Free of Cable TV with Mike Scarra. Do you want to stop being tied to your living room to a specific device and save money at the same time? Then learn how to cut the cord and get your entertainment wherever you are for less. Get advice on canceling cable or satellite subscriptions and changing to streaming video content over the internet. Mike will be presenting the many alternatives to cable TV services. Attendance is limited. Jennifer says there's 30 per session. We only have two left in this session on Wednesday, October 30th. But don't worry, we'll have another session on Sunday, November 3rd at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. So for more information or to sign up, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. We have two spots left for next Wednesday and probably several more for Sunday, November 3rd.
And he will answer your very specific questions, which is why he limits it to 30.
Right.
You know, you can say, this is what I have, and this is what I want, and he'll make suggestions. They were talking about it on the radio this morning, and it's just, it's I don't know how I'd ever watch TV again. Like, people say, oh, I have Roku, I have PlayStation 2, I have TV, I have this.
The whole thing is live TV. People still like their live TV, which streaming doesn't do. But they do have live TV channels, I guess, now with streaming. I guess, plus, it's your internet service, too. It has to go through satellite or cables. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, and I don't...
I don't know how you break free from that.
I know. I don't... I don't know. It's all on me, but... So you have David Poddles coming?
David Poddles. Correct, Jennifer. A virtuoso violinist is coming 2 weeks from yesterday, Wednesday, November 6th, to the Hunterdon County Library. That's our first November evening concert. David Poddles has performed many times at the North County Branch Library. He'll be doing a program about French composers, I believe. But he is – I've never heard him personally, but from the audience members that I've talked to that have heard him, this one's going to fill up. So if you're interested, go to our events calendar on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Our second November concert, since we're talking about evening concerts, our second November concert is Wednesday, November 20th. It's the Stoneheart Bluegrass Band. Those are the members of the old Beth Coleman Bluegrass Band that was popular for so many years in Hunterdon County. We're happy to have them back on Wednesday, November 20th. All of our programs, of course, are free and open to the public. And we can thank generous donations from the Friends of Hunterdon County Library and a grant from the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. Jennifer just finished writing the grant for 2019, so hopefully we'll be bringing you a lot more of the same quality and variety of programming at the Hunterdon County Library. It's 11:56, Jennifer.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. Jim Gano is ready to come in. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That the sound a short time ago as the casket carrying the late Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died a week ago today at 68, arrived at the U.S. Capitol. A ceremony being held where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said,
I am very grateful to Leader McConnell, Leader Schumer, Leader McCarthy for agreeing to have Elijah lie in repose on the same catapult Abraham Lincoln lay in repose.
A wildfire in Northern California's wine country broke out last night, and fueled by high winds, it's now blown up to over 10,000 acres with no containment so far. There are mandatory evacuations in northern Sonoma County. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
President Trump is praising House Republicans who stormed into an impeachment inquiry hearing yesterday. The Republicans complaining that Democrats directing that inquiry are leading a secretive investigation. The president calling those GOP reps warriors who fight with him all the time against what he calls witch hunts. A new national poll showing a new leader in the Democratic primary race for the White House. The Quinnipiac University survey finds Senator Elizabeth Warren with 28% of the vote and Joe Biden slipping to 21%. The university's polling analyst is Mary Snow.
It's not as though this poll is reflecting a big gain for Senator Elizabeth Warren. What it reflects is a six-point slip for Joe Biden since a week ago.
The Labor Department says about 212,000 American workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, 6,000 fewer than the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former New York City police officer Daniel Pantaleo is now suing to get his job back. It comes nearly 2 months after he was fired for his role in the 2014 chokehold death of Eric Garner. According to his lawyer, Pantaleo filed a lawsuit against the NYPD yesterday, alleging the decision to fire him was arbitrary and capricious. Major League Baseball is investigating after a longtime umpire took to Twitter saying that he planned to fight a civil war if President Trump is impeached. In the now-deleted tweet, Rob Drake said late Tuesday that he was going to get an AR-15 in case, quote, anybody impeaches my president. An inmate at a Florida jail is facing animal cruelty charges after he allegedly fed a live iguana to the alligator at the jail's zoo. Jason Gibson is in the Monroe County Jail awaiting trial on auto theft charges. Officials say he took the iguana named Mojo and considered a jailhouse pet to the six-foot gator. Deputies say Gibson admitted throwing Mojo in the alligator pen, claiming iguanas are nuisance animals, and he wasn't aware that this one was even somebody's pet. And the Nationals did it again last night. They now have a 2-0 lead over the Astros in the World Series. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about sometimes you have to say no to new technology, how payroll outsourcing can help run your business smoothly, how to ramp up your business supply chain before the holidays, and I'll have 4 ways to prepare your cash flow for changing holiday business cycles. It's Thursday, October 24th, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. And before we get going, a brief check of the weather shows that it's currently 58 degrees at 12:06. Give me 1 second. We got a couple of technical issues here with microphones and the like. And it's currently 58 degrees at 100 in Chamber Radio. For tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy with the throughout the day with clearing at night, high of 65 and low of 44. For Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 60 degrees.